Get your knives sharpened before you carve the turkey at Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill. If you're as pressed for time as I am, you'll like being able to have your blades sharpened while you wait. Bertarelli is the place to go for all your holiday cooking needs. They have roasting pans, basters, meat thermometers, anything you could possibly need in the kitchen. Bertarelli's, family-owned and operated since 1967. Go see them at Christmas on the Hill December 1st.
You're listening to the ITDRoll.com Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com. Back to Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Now, this is Elton John and then Tennille from the Captain and Tennille. Tony Tennille.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
Well, that was Kiki D.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But you like that Tony Tennille.
Yeah. Yeah, sure I did.
Your thoughts on Tony Tennille, 314-969-0590, 866-326-0590, pound 590, or you can text in at 74697. I got some questions here on Mike Lee's birthday party, which is taking place at Steak and Shake in Chesterfield tonight, and he's going to be playing the harmonica there. People want to know if it's the Steak and Shake on Olive or the one out in Chesterfield Valley. Doug, do you know?
I think it's the one on Olive.
I think you're right.
Yeah. That's where he's always worked. Yeah. He rides his bike there.
But we're gonna work to confirm that. We might ask Gabe when he joins us at 8, or Tori Holt at 9, or Larry Nickel. I wouldn't mind. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to send Larry Nickel out there, and I realize it's about 2 hours from Alton.
Yeah.
But send Larry Nickel out there to cover it for us.
He's barred from Steak and Shake.
What?
Why? Oh, no, that was some... Never mind.
Why would anyone be barred from Steak and Shake?
I've been pretty critical of the fries.
If you're critical of the fries...
They'll just say no thank you to your business?
I don't want to point fingers at anyone on our team, but someone has chastised Steak and Shake for having too skinny type fries.
I'll be upfront about it. I don't care for the fries.
Wow.
How about that?
That's a passionate take.
Yeah. I don't care much for the fries.
Yikes. We were working on a deal for this to become the Steak and Shake ITDRoll.com Morning After presented by Fries.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah. If there's cash in it, love them. Steak and Shake.
Well, I'll tell you what, and this is a perfect segue to this list on CNN.com, Doug. You can read the title. There it is at CNN and the title of the story.
Best fries in the U.S., for heaven's sakes.
They stole that from us.
Yeah, well, that's what Wolf Blitzer does. He listens to the show, and then he goes in and does the Situation Room. And so we have the list of the best French fries in the United States here, courtesy of CNN. And this is exciting.
It isn't.
The worldwide resources of CNN, Doug, put on that
put to
hot
waste.
Button topic.
This country's falling apart, and that's what they're investigating.
Next, they're going to do an expose
fries.
On carports.
That's tomorrow on the Situation Room. But I like that Brooke Baldwin. Anybody like that Brooke Baldwin?
I don't believe I know
I like
which one she
Baldwin.
Is.
I like him, too, but I like that Brooke Baldwin.
He dropped a few pounds, it seems, Alec Baldwin.
He does. He
You're talking about two different people. Doesn't
but Brooke matter. Baldwin's Doesn't strong. Matter.
Who is Brooke Baldwin?
She hosts, like, from 1 to 3 on CNN. And then Wolf has this Kate Baldwin come in from 5 to 6 with him on the Situation Room.
Huh. Oh, the tangled web we weave.
I agree.
Everyone's got a Baldwin on that network.
I know. I don't know what's going on. But Kate spells it B-O-L-D-U-A-I-N. Do you have a problem with that?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's look at me. I spell my name a little differently. I'm too good to be a standard B-A-L-D-W-I-N Baldwin. Look at me. Hate that.
Doug, some people in
change
this economy,
their name.
Doug, some people in this economy are having a tough go of it.
So you
once
change
again,
your name.
Once again, you show your insensitivity to the plight of the common man.
Why don't you or change woman. Your name to Hayes, H-A-Z-E.
Ooh, I like that.
Be a little more cutting edge.
Ah. The Breslin Bar and Dining Room in New York City, best fries.
According to who?
CNN.com.
Wolf Blitzer. What do you got?
He's eaten them all, has he?
He says it's no secret that French fries served crispy on the outside, tender on the inside, are the golden standard.
Well, yeah. Thanks for that bit of information. We didn't know that until now. It took Wolf Blitzer to explain how fries are supposed to be
how
cooked.
How dare you?
You prefer yours frozen on the inside and burnt on the outside?
The unmitigated gall of you to poo-poo the issues that affect the common man.
Really, but this Manhattan, hipster favorite goes a step beyond others to assure the crunchiness of its spuds. Introducing the Breslin's thrice cooked chips.
Oh, woo! You gotta cook them not once, not twice.
Why?
It's like it's the same thing with books. You can't have one set.
You keep a second set of books
or a third.
That I get. You don't cook fries thrice.
No, you do.
Cook them once and eat them.
What about a twice baked potato? Now you got nothing.
That's overdoing
it. Now sit there and zip it.
That is overdoing it.
What about the waffle fries?
Yeah.
Well, let me get to the original hot dog shop in Pittsburgh. They also have the best fries in the country, according to Wolf Blitzer. At this family-run stalwart, the mountain of fries that comes in even in a small order borders on the ridiculous.
Count me in.
So no wonder the college kids keep coming back. Located on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh, the Dirty O has a reputation for decadent spuds.
Ugh, decadent spuds. We're trying to write a little too much now.
Would you stop talking?
Decadent
Tim,
spuds.
What makes them so decadent?
Well, that's a great question. There, Doug, of course, you know, hand-cut and peeled Idaho potatoes, twice fried in peanut oil.
Hand-cut.
Multiple frying, Doug.
That sure makes them taste better because someone cut them with their hand instead of a machine. Mmm, yum, yum.
I notice you ignore the pertinent detail, which is multiple fryings, which you just wrote off as not important.
So let's pump a little more grease in there. Once through the fryer wasn't enough. Let's put on another 300 calories per decadent
spud.
Now
you got it. And now what's next? You're going to compare your resume to Wolf Blitzer? I think not. Zip it. Go ahead, Tim.
They're served golden and crunchy on a cafeteria tray.
Ah, tray's the thing.
How's that going to affect the taste?
It's the ambiance.
The original even has its own fry station, where you can order them with sides of gravy, cheese, or catsup.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
A fry station. And, Doug, if you're feeling adventurous, you...
Duck fat in Portland, Maine.
Oh! Fry them three times in the duck fat.
When it comes to delivering the perfect fry, it's all in the name at this Portland sandwich shop. The locally sourced potatoes are twice fried.
Uh-huh.
Well, there it is again.
Why?
You know what? You know what? These are facts that Tim just laid out for you.
They're stupid facts.
Well, tell Wolf Blitzer.
The only reason they're saying twice is it makes it sound like ours are different. We stick them back in the grease a second time.
They're twice fried in a healthy coating of duck fat.
Oh, that just sounds very healthy indeed. I think any cardiologist would tell you, you're just not getting enough fried duck fat in your diet.
It's not going to kill you to have some duck fries.
Healthy, healthy.
Oh, I just got this alert from Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's French fry tour of America starting tonight. So there's a French fry war.
Yep. Well, it's November and it's ratings. Doug, they're fried in duck fat, and that results in a crunchy exterior but leaves each fry's interior fresh and tender.
That's the key, Doug.
I'm just not interested in this.
They're then served in paper cones with a handful of specially made dips, like smoked mussel mayonnaise.
Oh, what a treat.
And chopped egg.
It's just a cholesterol bomb is what it is.
Can you put ketchup on
it? I bet there's people who take a bite out of that, take one step, and drop dead.
French fry ain't going to kill you, Doug.
Oh, but this one has got duck fat, and it's got big chunks of eggs in there. They'll take a bite. Hey, not bad. There's one step and down they go.
There's celery also.
And as you know, being close to Canada, duck fat also offers its own version of poutine. Anybody? 969.
Don't get nervous. It's just a word.
Topping those same crispy fries with a heaping of local cheese curd and house-made duck gravy. So you get the duck fat, and then you get the duck gravy. This is a duck fat in Portland, Maine.
Just a heaping pile of cheese and gravy? Are you kidding me?
This is
right
up your
alley. You wouldn't eat that, would you?
You know what we're doing? I know you're a big fan of the Fry Talk and Power Rankings, and we're doing both right here.
Yeah, it's a combination because this is from CNN.
This is like what this is a list
like
of what you should not eat under no circumstance. Eat what we are telling you about.
You French are the food police.
Let it go.
French fry. What's what? Can't celebrate Christmas either.
Yeah. What's your deal with that?
That's fine. But not with heaping piles of duck fat and lard and gravy on your fries.
Well, maybe like what they have at Jasper's Corner Tap in San Francisco when you were out there for the NLCS.
I was.
Did you go to Jasper's?
No.
All right. Well, since its 2011 debut, so they've been doing this since 2011.
That's a
long time
ago. How many
times they fry those things up?
I'll let you know. Jasper's has won a following for its bar offerings, including a menu devoted exclusively to fries.
All right. Now we're talking fries. You're not taking my gun, Doug Vaughn.
You get to choose your fry, thin, thick, or sweet potato.
Oh, boy.
Your seasonings and options include smoked paprika, truffle, parmesan, and herb.
Okay,
and
just stop.
Extra $3, add a cheese curd-based POU.
Here comes again that word. We hate that
word. Spell that word again.
POUTINE.
Patrine?
There was no R in there.
Oh, it's...
Patine?
Yeah, it's a Joe Patini special.
Patini.
It's a Patini thing.
Why would you want that on your...
Word on the street... Word on the street is that the smoked cheese fondue is, quote, to die for.
So we're led to believe that just outside this restaurant, on the street corners and in the alleys,
there's a
guys are quietly whispering amongst themselves what's on the fries.
They don't want everyone to know.
Popular in Europe.
Jasper's also obliges with a late-night menu ideal for entertaining the Tenderloin neighborhood's after-hours crowd. The highlight? A helping of thick-cut fries, naturally topped with buffalo mozzarella curds and hot brown gravy.
What's a buffalo curd? I don't even want to think of what a buffalo curd might be.
Buffalo mozzarella
it's
curd.
It's probably yep. What a poop
with a
ball.
Nice brown gravy over the top. I say two orders over here, Doug. Let's get to it.
The last thing I would want on my food is a buffalo curd.
Let me ask you
this. No, thanks.
If we're being honest with ourselves, you're at lunch, there's some fries there. Everybody likes fries, okay? There's a little bowl of gravy. Maybe curiosity hits you. You dip it in the gravy.
I don't.
You would have a fry with some gravy.
I wouldn't.
It's pretty good.
Maybe a little ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. I'm not putting gravy on. I try not to eat fries.
Yeah, but if they're there...
Once in a while, I'll break down and have a couple.
Okay, no one's saying that you have to get the duck fat every day.
I won't.
Now, this will be close to your heart, Doug, at Bourbon Steak in Miami.
We're going to go down this entire list, aren't we?
Celebrity chef Michael Mina's dinner-only restaurant offers up generous cuts of beef that are both organic and hormone-free. And its fries get the same attention to quality and detail. Mid-thick... cuts of potato.
Wait, Dunkin'. Wow. What's that? What's mid-thick?
It's just a different way of describing what everyone else has. French fries. This is a class in creative writing. How can you describe your fries so it sounds completely different than everybody else's fries?
So what's mid-thick?
You can't.
That's why. Mid-thick cuts of potato get dunked in duck fat.
How many ducks gave their lives for these fries?
Any of that Joe Patini stuff in there?
I don't see it yet. I hope I don't see it. To provide both their rich flavor and crispness, and an order covers three seasoning and sauce combos, rosemary, herb, accompanied by a side of spicy catsup.
Stop this! Stop it now!
No, wait a minute.
It's just creative writing is all it is.
Let's be fair. You've had ketchup. Sure you have. You ever have spicy ketchup?
No.
That titillates you.
I don't want spicy ketchup. Ketchup as it is fine. And are there really enough ducks to go around to be slaughtered for all these fries? I don't see that many ducks. Why? They're all in the French fry recipe.
What, do you think it's a conspiracy?
Must be.
Another option is rosemary herb accompanied by a side of spicy catsup along with onion-dusted sour cream sauce. And smoked paprika with smoked barbecue sauce.
You have trouble with paprika, I notice.
And that P-O-U-T.
That word scares you. You don't even want to say it out loud.
And finally, there's...
There's more?
How many restaurants?
Thrashers in Ocean City, Maryland. It may have something to do with the salty air, but there's a certain... Je ne sais quoi.
It's another word that's got him frightened.
I think it's je ne sais quoi.
in a boardwalk fry that just can't be found elsewhere.
No, and of course not.
Thrasher's has been preserving and protecting that quality for the last 80-plus years.
Bless their heart.
No wonder there's always a wait. It's hard to beat a bucket of hand-cut spuds that have been fried in peanut oil with the skins on, especially when served with nothing more than a little salt and vinegar. Purists believe there's no messing around with the fry's intense potato flavor, so if you really want catsup, you'll have to bring it yourself.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And while you're at it...
I've had Thrasher, by the way. Great fry.
We're too big. We're too big to provide ketchup. We wouldn't want that destroying our fries.
Vinegar really complements the flavor.
And while you're at it, invite a few friends to share. Thrasher's smallest fry order is a 16-ounce bucket.
Isn't that cute?
And its largest is a whopping 53 ounces.
Mm.
You can check them out at thrashersfrenchfries.com.
Can you imagine the size of people walking out of there with a 53-ounce bucket of fries?
I bet they stand up and cheer when Edgar Renteria comes back to Busch Stadium,
though. This is important. Poutine.
That's how you pronounce it.
Is a Quebec dish made with French fries topped with brown gravy and curd cheese. Yeah. Sometimes additional ingredients are added.
Duck fat.
Could be.
Yeah, Ken, a lot of calls coming in on the French fries and the best ones in the country. Yeah, Ken?
Yeah, I was just thinking Doug's having such a great morning. I just thought I'd let him know that the update on Mizzou's bracketology report is they're number two in the East.
Ooh, thank you, Ken.
What, based on five games? What are you, some sort of soothsayer?
From ESPN. Now, very impressive weekend. That offense runs smoothly. And, boy, the thing I like is they work the ball around and try and get it inside, and rarely do you see a guy just go down there who you've never seen before on the team and fire up a three-pointer. I like that.
Is that what they did?
You didn't watch any of the Atlantis, whatever that thing was?
No, somewhere in the Bahamas. I saw just enough to get 25 seconds of highlights. There's a basket. Whoop, there's a cutaway of Frank Hay. There's a basket. Okay, here's your reward.
Louisville.
That's your journalism. Any two baskets. Not the key in a 12-2 Missouri run.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes that's it. Not always. I didn't see much of it.
But that's exciting that Missouri's in a 2-seed right now in the East.
How would anyone know?
Well, I mean, this is
the bracketology. They played 2 weeks. Let the season play out, fellas.
Is there any East Regional near Thrasher's? Because that would be great, Doug. You could go cover Mizzou and get some of those hand-cut fries.
Yeah. Like, so. A place that's too big to have ketchup. I have to bring my own ketchup. I'm not going there. That's a nose-in-the-air sort of restaurant.
It's not really, because it's like a shore thing.
Well, then provide some ketchup.
My observation of this is two things. One, that this guy is just basically telling people, I don't eat normal fries. I go places where I spend $38.95 for an order of fries.
Right.
And two, the CNN has so much money that they're sending this douche coast to coast to eat French fries.
Mm. No one's going coast to coast.
I doubt that he actually went to all these places.
They're just making a phone call. Yeah. Get us a creative writer to describe the fries at your restaurant. That's all this
And by the way, Thrasher's is not a costly French fries by any stretch. Yeah, just because they don't provide, it's a shore kind of dish. I've been there. Great Americans, a lot of guys in jean shorts.
Right,
you'd like not at all.
Right
fancy.
There on the Jersey Shore.
Well, Maryland. This is the Maryland Shore, but I've been there.
See how to go.
If I go to Maryland, I'm going to have crab cakes. I'm not going to have fries.
Have crab cakes, then go get some.
Well,
fries.
Now you're telling me what to do.
Just a suggestion.
That doesn't mix.
Your thoughts on the list of French fries, which ones are the best, 74697, or you can call in at 314-969-0590, and if you can let us know how to pronounce P-O-U.
I told you, Poutin.
I'm getting a lot of poutines.
Isn't he, like, in charge of Russia?
Yeah, I got a lot of references to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Isn't that, well, maybe it is Poutin?
I don't know that it really matters. Oh, this is a word that will never come up again the rest of our lives. Let's push on.
You got a news meeting today? Might come up there. I just told you, Sean Hannity's doing an American French fry tour to follow up on the CNN piece.
Guys,
you got to localize it.
Guys, replace the word duck with young twink juice, and that was my dinner last night, signed at Prod Joe, Justin in Columbia.
Oh, no.
So Justin in Columbia is unhappy with the email discussion earlier in the program, and now he's striking back.
Well, he should be unhappy. This is not a reasonable discussion.
No, he's unhappy with the earlier discussion about how, who is it that's running away?
That's Cardigan Bob.
Cardigan Bob.
He's one of the supplement superstore email of the day. Gabe DeArmond's going to join us from Columbia coming up at 8 o'clock. There is a press conference with Gary Pinkel at 8:30. Is there any way that we can patch into that, you think? Anybody? I mean, I know I'm asking for something 50 minutes out, 40 minutes out. I can't imagine it.
I don't know. That sounds like
I would think
to cross
it would be made
wires.
Available on the radio network.
What do you think? I'd be interested in that.
I'll make a call and see if KOMU is maybe carrying it live. If one of the stations in Columbia are, we might be able just to dial up and carry it.
What about MUTigers.com?
Yeah, maybe there too on the website.
Or we maybe can we can just run KMOX streaming.
How about just run all the KMOX programming until somebody notices?
I'd hate to be in the middle of it and the streaming went out here.
The problem with running KMOX streaming is we wouldn't have the Missouri press conference. I believe they're a KTRS affiliate.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, we could just switch over to their frequency and just run their programming and take
Stop
a little time
using
off.
Big words like frequency to act like a radio insider.
Yeah, please.
That was kind of a big one. Yeah, a signal.
Let's get back to the Fry thing.
Okay.
So the patrol last night was on Tiger Talk, which is on KTRS, I guess, but it's done on Columbia. And here is what Vahe Gregorian writes about it. I know that a lot of guys on Tiger Board were all fired up last night about this. In a dramatic departure from his stance of defiant denial after Missouri's 59-29 loss at Texas A&M capped the school's first losing season since 2004, Gary Pinkel acknowledged his program's issues in an animated and resolute appearance Monday night on Tiger Talk. Quote, I could not wait to get to work this morning, Pinkel told Mike Kelly. That drives me. It's important to me that this program is very successful. I've put a lot into this. I'm high energy. Let's get back to work and get this thing going. In what might be considered a dress rehearsal for his news conference called for today at 8:30 a.m., Pinkel abandoned the, quote, what we do works mantra that had grown tired with many stakeholders and perhaps MU administrators and clarified that all aspects of the program will be subject to scrutiny as he sets about trying to rejuvenate it. Quote, we've set some standards here, okay? He said, armed with statistics such as the fact that MU is 14th in overall wins despite, quote, this crummy year among schools and conference whose champions automatically qualify for BCS bowls. So when we fall off that, you don't think that's upsetting to me? You don't think that destroys me personally? It does. He alluded to a time at Toledo when his Rockets were struggling and he was hoping his father would feel sorry for him. Quote, he'd look at me and say, go fix it. It used to drive me crazy. So that's Gary Pinkel last night. Dave Matter, the Columbia Daily Tribune, talked to Mike Alden, and Mike Alden said yesterday that Pinkel will be returning for 2013. I don't think anybody's surprised that the AD is not firing Gary Pinkel. The only thing that people were wondering is if Pinkel himself would step down. That is what was being speculated by what they call rumors on the internets and talk shows. But Pinkel sounds like a guy who is fired up.
Good.
Agreed.
I like that for a guy who's had success, who I think most people, if they fairly analyze it, didn't expect that he would be fired, but his personal life was brought up by some folks. I know there were rumors out there. And if you're Gary Pinkel, you should be a little angry about it and should push back. So that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't think he would ever resign, at least coming off this season. That'd be a terrible way to end your coaching career, an otherwise very successful coaching career, to have your worst season in a decade and say, okay, I think I've had enough. I don't think he's the type of guy that
the only
that.
Thing that I thought might push him if he was borderline, you know, kind of beat down by this season, and then the administration said, look, we're gonna demand that you make changes, maybe that would be enough where he'd say, not gonna do it, thank you and good luck to you.
Or if there was some X factor off the field, and there, like I've said, and I wrote about this yesterday and we discussed it a little bit here, and I don't care to get into, I just don't think it's fair. I wouldn't want somebody doing it to me, let me put it that way, so I don't want to do it to him, with rumors regarding what he's dealing with off the field, and then that might lead to him resigning. I never expected him to be fired. My fear is that the program is trending downward when you look at the body of work. I would never fire him based on one season. Wouldn't. But he's 14-15 since they beat number one Oklahoma on October 24th, 2010. I hope that he is fired up. He should be fired up. I'm glad that it sounds like he is. And Missouri's schedule next year is much more favorable than it, at least it looks to be. Let me put it that way. I can't imagine Ole Miss is all of a sudden going to be a powerhouse. But Alabama is replaced by Ole Miss. They still deal with Texas A&M, except Texas A&M comes to Columbia. Florida comes to Columbia. Tennessee comes to Columbia. And South Carolina comes to Columbia. Missouri goes to Georgia this time, and they go to Kentucky. But it's Murray State and Toledo in Columbia to start the season. Then they're at Indiana and at Vanderbilt and at Georgia. That's how the first five go before three straight at home against Florida, South Carolina, and Tennessee. So you'd like to think that with those three first games, and Indiana's a big-time school, but it's a big-time bad football program, that you're 3-0, and the Vanderbilt thing's not a guarantee. That's no longer a doormat at this point. And then at Georgia, if you can be 4-1 going into three straight games at home, and man, if you can beat Florida or South Carolina, then it changes the whole perspective on the deal. But if you slip up against one of those, you got problems. Hopefully you won't deal with the injuries that you dealt with in 2012, the offensive line position, and hopefully there's a new quarterback. I don't believe that they can be successful with James Franklin at quarterback.
They're going to have to add a game, too, to that schedule.
But it'll be a butt-ass.
Yeah. My guess is it's not the UCF-Arizona State-Syracuse run-through. It's going to be a directional school of some sort.
All right. And they had to do that this year because of the sudden schedule switch. But anyway, that's how things look in 2013 for Missouri's schedule. We'll see what the Colonel has to say about these developments in Columbia. That comes up next at CITDRoll.com, morning after at 590 The Fan, KFS.